Mike, our listeners might hear Red Cross and think about just giving blood, and that's certainly an important part of all the things that you guys do as an organization. Is there more, though, that the Red Cross is doing that you can shed some light on to talk about what's going on at the Red Cross besides just taking in blood?
Sure, of course. But as you know, that is a big part of the Red Cross. In fact, I'm in Chapel Hill this morning on the campus of UNC, and we're having a big blood drive here. We have every year the UNC holiday drive. But besides the gift of blood, the Red Cross, a lot of people know for disasters, whether it's a fire on your street that we respond to help those affected by the fire with clothing or food that they might need or a safe place to stay that night. The Red Cross also responds to larger disasters. As you know, our friends in Western North Carolina are still and will be dealing with Hurricane Helene for a long time, and we have a big presence out there. We helped with sheltering and feeding early on. Right now, we're working with local community and county partners in community care centers where people can get warm showers, wash their clothes, get Wi-Fi if they're still dealing with those issues. We are still feeding hot meals to those folks. So whether the disaster is big or small, the Red Cross is there. But, you know, we also have a presence for other things as well. Soon we'll be starting our what we call our Sound the Alarm campaign, where we go out to any neighborhood or any family that may need a free smoke alarm, and we install smoke alarms to make sure people are safe for that. We have a large presence in the military with our Service to Armed Forces services, where we can make families get in contact with service members that are overseas or get them back home if there's a family emergency. So, yeah, we do a lot more than blood donations, and we're always going to be in the community where people need us the most.
Speaking of blood donations, is now maybe the most critical time of the year for people to give blood as we head into a new year? We don't know maybe what disasters are going to be ahead of us in 2025.
Well, sure. Those unknowns are always a possibility, but you bring up a great point. Whether it's the summer months or the holiday months, when we get off our normal routines and we're traveling more and we're not going to work or our daily schedules, we do see blood donations dip a little bit. So it is important that we keep that in mind and maybe make this a new family tradition. Mm. A lot of our services, we need volunteers, and sometimes volunteers don't have enough time to dedicate to doing a service. We also rely on our financial donors, but some people might not be in the position to donate money. So a good family tradition may be during the holidays, if you feel like you want to give back but don't have a lot of time or money to donate, maybe go out and give blood.
As we talk about Western North Carolina in particular, what are the biggest needs that our listeners can still help the Red Cross with to also help our neighbors in Western North Carolina?
Well, it's important to remember that the Red Cross is always in Western North Carolina. We have a chapter in Asheville where we have a blood center as well. So our volunteers are always there. And whether they're dealing with smaller daily disasters like home fires or other incidences like that, we're always going to have a presence. Early on, we had hundreds of volunteers, not only from North Carolina, but all over the country, mobilized into Western North Carolina, where we had shelters, where we were doing a lot of feeding. Right now, good news is our shelters are closed because we have found either permanent or temporary housing for those folks that were in our shelters. Our feeding has slowed down because currently, right now, we're offering hot meals to those folks that come to the community care centers or also those folks that are staying in FEMA hotels. So right now, what our teams are doing on the ground is we're getting ready to roll over into what's called long-term recovery. That's when a number of volunteers stay in the area. We check in with those neighborhoods where homes have been either heavily damaged or destroyed, and we make sure that they're getting the resources they need to rebuild.
Mike, as I let you go, how can our listeners get involved this holiday season with the Red Cross or into 2025?
Yeah, great question. Thank you, Chris. Again, If you want to be a volunteer, that would be great. There are so many things you can do with the Red Cross. We are a volunteer-led organization. Over 90% of our workforce are volunteers. And you can volunteer right in your community. You don't have to travel to Western North Carolina to help. You can answer phones at your local chapter office. You can work a blood drive. So volunteering is one. If people are in a position to give a financial donation, that's obviously another great way people can help. And then finally, like we started the conversation, we supply 40% of the country's blood supply. And a blood donation is literally life-saving. So go to redcrossblood.org, type in your zip code, and find a blood center or a blood drive near you. It takes 15 minutes. You get a fun snack at the end, and you're literally saving a life.
Great stuff. Mike DeCenti, the Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross. Mike, thanks so much for your time and your perspective. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
I appreciate it, Chris. Merry Christmas to you as well.